nice to receive the accolades and the awards for the music, but when I'm receiving an award for this work I'm doing with children in foster care and youth in foster care, I gotta honestly admit that it's something a lot more special, because I think it goes to the core of why we are all here on this planet, is to be of service to other people, people who are less fortunate, people who might need our help, people who may only need a gentle gesture or a smile, and those that need even more, that need families, that need loving, that need nurturing. There's something very special about that for me.
Hello, soulful viewers, and welcome to Vegetarian Elite here on Supreme Master Television. This week, we continue our special feature on Grammy-nominated musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and humanitarian, Kashif. The inspirational artist talks to us about his faith, his vegan lifestyle, and his charitable work with foster children.
Has your faith as a Muslim given you strength in your life and in your endeavors?
The truth of the matter is that moving from home to home to home, I practiced different religions depending upon what the reality was in that home. Yes. So Pentecostal, Baptist, Catholicism, mm-hmm. went through all of those in the various homes. And then when I got into BT Express, one of the leaders of the band was a Muslim, and I really looked up to him, his discipline, how he carried himself. He gave me a book of Islamic names, and I looked in that book and found the name Kashif Salim. And that is how I became Kashif Salim. My spiritual life is central to all of my actions, you know, subconsciously and consciously. I try to walk a path that is reflective of what I learned from being involved with all of those spiritual practices.
On the first part of our program, Kashif shared with us his recent journey to becoming vegan.
So do you feel that by removing the flesh and the byproducts of dead animals from your diet, that has enabled you to focus more on your spiritual growth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, part of the spiritual growth has to do with your physiological existence. And the more in tune you are with that, the more potential that you can grow spiritually. It's hard to grow spiritually if you're in pain and if you're in discomfort. Not impossible, but one tends to focus on the physical discomforts rather than the lofty aspirations of spiritual growth. So yes, and also knowing that eating animal products and the processing of animal products and how it pollutes the earth is important to me. Because we only have one earth, and if we don't respect the earth, then we'll have less and less and less and less, and then we won't have one that can support life in the way that we desire it.
Do you think that there are benefits to following a vegan lifestyle on a wider scale, perhaps on a planetary scale, and for wider humanity?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, the amount of food that we grow and distribute to feed animals, why couldn't that food be going to feed kids in Darfur? You know, why couldn't it be going to the people of Haiti? Why couldn't that energy that we use to grow this food and feed the animals and transport the animals and transport the meat after they've been slaughtered, why couldn't that energy have been used to help the people in Katrina sooner? So when you think about it, you know, how efficiently are we really running the planet, and how efficient are we being at taking care of one another?
Widely respected for his work with children, Kashif has enriched countless lives and has earned accolades and recognition for his selfless dedication and willingness to wholeheartedly share the fruits of his success and God-given talents to help those less fortunate. His own early childhood experiences play a vital role in shaping his philosophy of service and charitable interest. Placed into foster care at the tender age of 4 months, Kashif grew up never knowing his real parents in 8 different foster homes in Brooklyn, New York, USA. having experienced firsthand the difficulties of a childhood spent in the foster care system. He is now devoted to ensuring that these children have the nourishing support and opportunities they need to flourish and prosper with purpose and direction in their lives. We ask Kashif to tell us about his work with his founded charity, Team Eye Care.
Yeah, that's my favorite subject. Team Eye Care is a foundation where we advocate for children in foster care. We've been around formally since 2006, but myself and a group of friends, we've been doing this work probably for about 28 years now. Our mission and my mission in life and my, what I call, like to call my Dharma, Eastern philosophy, what I was put on this world, on this planet to do, is to make sure that every child has a loving home. In America, every day, there are 524,000 youth who are accessing the foster care system. That means that these children don't have their biological parents. They've been removed from their homes for various reasons. And if you can imagine that life, it's one fraught with uncertainty and danger. And some kids, you know, by the age of 15, maybe have experienced 15 and 20 and 25 homes. And so we do a number of things. We do the Walk for Foster Care at the Rose Bowl Stadium, and our goal with that event is to recruit new foster parents, new mentors, and new adoptive parents. And we're very happy doing that work, and it's a very exciting event. The next event we do every year is called the Mentorship Dinner Cruise. We take 200 kids and youth who are in foster care on a cruise with 175 businessmen and women from various industries. And those professionals become mentors to these young people and help them find a forward motion, a forward inertia in their lives. Just recently, we opened Kashif University, which is a camp, a summer camp, and an after-school program of enrichment activities. So we offer music, dance, basketball, yoga, martial arts, culinary arts program, graphic arts, literary arts, reading, writing, and math. To youth who are in foster care. If you ask me specifically what my life's goal is, that's it right there, Kashif University. Because as an after-school program, we get these kids 40 weeks out of the year, and kids get to come back year after year after year. So there's some positive modeling in their lives and a place that they can go all the time, no matter if they're moving from home to home to home. This is one thing that they can have in common that can help them, you know, sort of migrate that path to being a contributing, law-abiding and positive citizen. So that's my life's dream.
At a recent fundraising performance hosted by the Children's Trust Fund and the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services, Kashif joined with friends and performers in entertaining the audience with a moving rendition of We Are the World, before humbly accepting an award for his leadership and services to foster children. The award was presented by event sponsor and passionate advocate for the children of Los Angeles County, Supervisor Mr. Michael Antonovich.
They dominated the R&B charts, selling over 70 million records worldwide. He has produced successful smash hits for Whitney Houston, Kenny G, George Benson, and Barry White, just to mention a few. But his greatest accomplishment, and the one closest to his heart, is being the CEO and founder of iCare, a nonprofit committed to changing the image of foster care and improving the quality and life for these children so they do have an opportunity to be successful. He's been a mentor to countless foster children and served as the spokesman for the Casey Family Programs. And so let us present a proclamation to him for his leadership at this time.
Hello, wonderful people. Hello, wonderful people. You know, it's really an honor, and it's very humbling for me to stand before you tonight and being honored by Michael Antonovich, Trish Plone, Maria Melton, and all the wonderful people at DCFS who work really hard to make sure that America's most vulnerable children have a chance at normalcy, have a chance to grow up and lead contributing citizens' lives. That's really important to me. And I know firsthand what it means to feel invisible. I know firsthand what it feels like to not belong to anyone or anywhere. I really do know how that feels. And so that's my motivation. That's my passion. I feel like God put me on this planet. He gave me all of these talents and all of these things that I know how to do. And I've won all types of awards and made all types of money. And wonderful things have happened. But nothing compares to the passion that I have for this work that I do for youth in foster care, America's most vulnerable youth. I'm here to tell you that that is the true path to happiness. And so here are my young people. We came up with a name for this group of young people. We're calling it Kashif, featuring the League of Unforgotten Children. The League of put your hands together for the League of Unforgotten Children. So here is that song that we wrote. I'm so excited.
I'm lucky too, because when I go to bed at night, I feel like I live such an abundant existence. And it's not because the money that I earn or the cars I drive or the house I live in. It's really about going to sleep and just smiling about these kids who, when I first meet them, some of them are very withdrawn, very angry, and they won't communicate. And then within 2 or 3 days of going through our programs, they're chasing you down the hall. Come here, Kashif, I need a hug. You know, that's, to me, represents the true abundance of my universe, because that's all that really matters, you know, for me.
Kashif, you are a blessing indeed, not only for the musical gifts and creativity you have offered us, but also for the inspiration you give to all who aspire to live their dreams to the fullest and fulfill their highest mission in life. May your music, career, and charitable works prosper with ever greater success to bring more smiles of warmth and happiness. Thank you, cordial viewers, for your company today on Vegetarian Elite. That concludes our two-part series on big-hearted vegan singer-songwriter and musician extraordinaire, Kashif. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your day be blessed with heavenly joy and divine love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.